the Legacy Centenary Torch Relay. I've mentioned this over the last couple of weeks because it's on a 6-month journey around Australia. And it will be in my neck of the woods in Maitland from 10 o'clock this morning at the Anzac Cenotaph. I've mentioned it on numerous occasions. It began in Poziers in France back in April, celebrating 100 years of legacy. I thought it might be a good idea to find out a bit more about it. Certainly one of the people that's involved in the Centenary Legacy Torch Relay joins me now, Paul Rees, who's a torchbearer and also president of Hunter Legacy Club, and he's on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm glad it's a sunny, not a windy day.
And how did your involvement with Legacy come about, Paul?
Mine started for two reasons. Many years ago, the government decided I should donate 2 years of my time. I spent 2 years as an infantry platoon commander. And my wife was also a Legacy junior.
Right.
So when the time came, I joined up.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, and I mentioned earlier this morning, myself and my sister were at Legacy Juniors, and I think because it's that long ago, I can't really remember all the ins and outs of it, and we moved away from Melbourne up to Sydney, but I think we had a Legacy Guardian. Do they still exist? I had a caller this morning who mentioned he had a Legacy Guardian as well.
Well, we're just legatees now, and the Hunter Club has a significant number of juniors. In fact, there's 15 of them taking part in our relay today.
Right.
And that's officially, some will be a bit younger out of the age group and they'll just tag along.
Right.
But we have a large junior legacy cohort in the Hunter Club. And so we run our own youth program, which is funded separately to the normal legacy system to look after those kids and give them some experiences.
Right. Look, I might come back to that, but this is all about celebrating 100 years of legacy. A little bit of history. How did legacy come about, Paul?
Well, the legend goes that one digger looked at his mate and said, if I don't make it, will you look after the kids? So it sort of grew from there.
Right. And what exactly is the role of Legacy these days? You mentioned these youth programs. What's the overall mission of Legacy these days in 2023?
Well, Legacy still has a significant number of older, beneficiaries, who mainly are settled in their lives anyway. So it's a contact exercise. We're going to restart a program with our older legatees to have our outings in our bus. The junior ones, we organise functions 3-4 times a year, and then we also offer the kids, when they go from year 11 to year 12, the chance to go to the Lord and Lady Summers Leadership Camps in Mornington Peninsula.
Right. Okay. So is it, I think it used to be specifically for war widows and their families. Is that still the case?
It's war widows and their families, and it's also the families of those soldiers who've given their health. So if a soldier comes back from Afghanistan with PTSD, then he will be accepted, or his family will be accepted, for legacy support. And there's significant support for the children in terms of schooling, books, etc. We don't run, but it's run by an organisation called Legacy Club Services in Sydney.
And obviously there's a cost involved. Do you go about raising money on a regular basis?
Just have a look at Bunnings.
Oh, of course, the sausage sizzles.
We do Bunnings barbecues. We work at Tocal on the field days. We run the two up at the Belmore Hotel. We're constantly raising money. And with our kids program, we actually have a number of organisations who actually donate money direct to our kids program, which has a separate bank account. So we can guarantee that every dollar raised is spent on the kids.
I'm talking with Paul Rees, who's one of the torchbearers and president of Hunter Legacy Club, and this is about the Legacy Centenary Torch Relay. It's been touring, and it will be over a 6-month period, Australia and Legacy Clubs. What's the purpose of the Torch Relay, Paul?
I think it's just to bring to the attention of the general public. It's been a long time since Australia's had to go to war in a serious fashion, so the families or the mass families tend to fade from memory. And I think the torch relay is designed to bring that back into everybody's focus, that we are there and that's what we do.
And a lot of people are involved with this. You're one of the torch bearers. I've mentioned on numerous occasions people like Anthony Field, the Blue Wiggle, former Governor General Sir Peter Cosgrove's involved, Matt Thistlethwaite, the Assistant Minister for Veterans Affairs, Mark Donaldson, who's a VC recipient. A lot of people involved, and that's the case right around the journey right around Australia, I gather, Paul.
It is. Well, in fact, Mark Donaldson was a Legacy Junior.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're from 10 o'clock this morning at the Anzac Cenotaph in Maitland. It's been touring all over Australia. What specifically will be happening this morning?
Well, we'll have a small ceremony at the Cenotaph. We think that's the appropriate place to start. The Cenotaph being a memorial to those who are buried elsewhere. And then we go up to the mall, down through the mall, over to East Maitland, through the shopping centre, and back to our office at East Maitland, the Memorial Hall there. Another small ceremony. So if anybody wants to attend either the beginning or the end, they're welcome. And the more the merrier.
Yes, indeed. And, okay, you'll be in Newcastle on Thursday, then down to Gosford on Saturday, and there's a big family fun day coming up in Sydney later in the month, I gather, as well, Paul.
So I believe, yeah. We're in the bush, so we do our own fun up here.
All right. Good. Look, and if people would like to find out more about Legacy and maybe get involved and give you a bit of a hand, what's the easiest way to do that, Paul?
The best way is just to contact our office at East Maitland. It's 225...
But what about Legacy in general, Australia-wide? You know, there's obviously website.
If you go straight to the Legacy Australia website, that will take you to the various clubs.
Yeah.
The clubs are actually independent of one another, and so they all do their own thing. So you can contact the individual Legacy clubs or go to Legacy Australia and they'll put you in touch with the club.
Terrific. All right, thank you very much for your time this morning, Paul, and keep up the great work.
No worries. Thank you very much, man. Cheers.
Thank you. Paul. Paul is the Paul Rees, president of Hunter Legacy Club. He's one of the torchbearers, as I said, and I mentioned it over the last couple of weeks, the Legacy Centenary Torch Relay. It's in my neck of the woods today. It'll be at Maitland at 10 o'clock this morning at the Cenotaph. It'll be at Merriweather Ocean Baths from the same time, 10 o'clock on Thursday, then down in Gosford at Brisbane Water Legacy from 11 o'clock. And there's a big family fun day coming up. That's at Bradfield Park in North Sydney, and that's on the 23rd of this month. And there'll be all sorts of fun and games happening there. It's a free family fun day. They'll have live entertainment, market stalls, celebrating the relay and commemorating Legacy Centenary. It's 100 years of supporting veterans' families. They do wonderful work. And as Paul said, Legacy Australia, the website, that's the best place to go to find out where the nearest Legacy Club is near you.